Welcome to Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell, awakening the world to the power of God's Word. And now, here is your host, Dr. William Campbell.
Welcome to Beyond Words Radio, where it's our ambition to move beyond simply talking about Christianity to walking more like Christ, the Christ who would come into the world and calm storms with his peace. I'm not just talking about the water out there, but the wild experiences of our hearts, those emotions that go up and down, the anxieties that drag us along. And our special focus today on this Mother's Day weekend, is on moms, those frazzled moms. We have with us a guest who specializes in this topic, Cindy Wood. She's not just a mother. She has a ministry that's been growing for years worldwide. She's written books. She has a website, and her ministry is called Frazzled Female Ministries. Cindy, thanks for joining us today.
It's a joy, Bill. I'm so glad to be here.
And of course, you were with us before, not on our podcast, but on our local broadcast.
Yes.
And for those listeners who are local, they might remember your name, but we started talking about your book, The Frazzled Female.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to use some of the themes there. We might even give a little background to the book.
Okay.
And I know a key is the way it starts off. It talks about Mary and Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Now, were they moms or not? Well, we don't really know, do we? But they were women who experienced what every mom goes through, this experience of being frazzled. So why is that account in Scripture so important in your sight?
Oh, my. Just such a foundation to my whole life. I'm thinking back to when my children were small. I have two boys. And what a wonderful time to be here on this Mother's Day weekend, incidentally. Mm. I want to encourage the moms out there. I just want to let you know that the Bible says it came to pass, not that it came to stay. You're going to get through these days when your children are young and maybe driving you crazy in the household. Also, you know, my boys now are both grown and have ministries and work with people and just share the love and the glory of the Lord. And how satisfying, because there were days I didn't think we were going to make it. So anyway, the Mary Martha passage, I think, speaks to every woman out there, you know, at any age of life, whether you're a young mom or a grandmom or just a woman, even without children, it speaks to us about the distractions of life. In Luke 10, 38 through 42, the Amplified Bible, I particularly love that version because it's written about a woman who was so busy for Jesus. And I can't find a translation that says she was in the kitchen, but we know she was. Hmm. She was whooping up a meal for Jesus. And she's described in that. Her lifestyle is called, in those verses, again, Amplified Bible, Martha was distracted with much serving.
Hmm.
She was overly occupied and too busy. And we know where that took her, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah, it took her to getting so caught up in doing those wonderfully good things for Jesus that she lost the focus of her love for him.
Hmm.
Which brings me to the reality that our Lord wants us to love him more than he wants us to do things for him.
Yes.
And but Bill, let me hasten to say, the Lord loved Martha as much as he did Mary.
Yeah.
She was just as valuable in his sight, and her ministry was one of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mary's was one, at least in this picture, of one of loving.
Mm.
Both wonderful, wonderful ministries. And as Jesus speaks to Mary, he is just reminding us that our focus has to be what the original law in Moses was given, is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And then secondly, love your neighbor and do the things. And if we get those two out of sequence, our love for our Lord must become our first priority.
Hmm. Otherwise, the second becomes empty, doesn't it? And that's why God gave them to us together. If our relationship with him is slackening, our relationship with others, it loses its strength as well.
It becomes empty and it drives you nuts.
Yeah.
It leads you to frazzledness.
But this is the life of moms. And it's been said a mom has, you know, has all these occupations, wearing multiple hats, and yet being paid really nothing.
Absolutely.
And we act as though it's just one simple job. But
oh my goodness,
the mom
yes.
has got so many things going. And what do you say to the mom who says, Cindy Wood, that sounds really nice, but the reality is, I don't have time to do what's necessary just to survive. What do you tell her?
I get that all the time, and not as much verbally as I see it in the body language and the lifestyle and the eyes when I'm speaking to women. You know, all I need to say to that is that God will help you find your spot. As I think about it, you know, children of God, that is our identity. We are His daughter. We are His bride, and when we step into eternity, that is the only role we're going to carry with us. We're not going to carry our role as mom or as wife. We're not going to carry any of the other roles that we may fill on this earth as a busy woman. And so it behooves us to really spend time on growing that love relationship with Jesus. And I have to say, Bill, I understand the constraints of time. God has taught me much about that during the years. And one of the earliest memories that comes to mind is making that commitment as a young mom to have that time with Him, because I love Him. And at the time, I had a baby and then a preteen, and I was teaching middle school. And in order to fulfill that commitment to the Lord, I had to get up at 4:30 a.m. So I tried that for several days, and on each of those occasions, I fell asleep after I opened my Bible. Now, the enemy was speaking in my ear, and he was saying, why don't you wait till your kids get older? Then you can start this relationship with God as far as spending more time in His Word. And but the sweetest thing happened. I felt God speak to my heart, and He said, I don't care that you fell asleep. I'm just glad you came.
Yeah.
So we mustn't make it hard. You know, maybe you have 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day. God will show you how to do this when you just, you step toward His heart, discipline yourself to have that time. One story comes to mind of a young woman who was going through the Frazzled Female Bible Study. This is a six-week study based on just the issues that we deal with in life. People that get on your nerves, the time constraints, just scheduling, organizing. So she was going through the study, and she tells the story of how she walked into her kitchen that next morning after she had gone through some things the night before, talking to the Lord about her commitment, and she saw in her sink the dirty dishes piled up from the night before. And the first thought was, I need to clean all of this so I won't have to deal with it later. The second thought was, oh, I need to spend time with God, because if I clean the dishes, I'm not going to have my time with Him. And she made a split-second choice right there, and it was, I'm going to God's Word in the Bible. And she goes on to tell how God just blessed her so much for choosing Him. And what I have found in my life, sometimes He will take care of the stress needed to be taken care of. Other times He will just make it not matter. It's all about loving Him first. He will show you how to do it.
You know, I think that, as you mentioned, how you kept falling asleep 4:30 in the morning. You're there for God, but you're not really, because you're too tired.
Yeah.
And He told you it's the fact that you came that matters. That's the
yes.
command to love Him. It's not a command to spend X number of hours or minutes in prayer or in Bible study.
That's
or serving the neighbor with a hot bowl of soup. Those are all good things.
That's right.
But the command is to love. And so what you're trying to say to us, I think, is, let's stop running around with this cultural guilt trip on our backs.
Yes.
That tells us we've got to look a certain way and fulfill certain things. And our kids have to have all these things occur in their lives to line up for the right college, you know, and that sports and all the things we have toward the scholarship, you know. And we can slow up for a minute and say, what does it look like to love God with all my heart?
Yes. We must.
Let me tell you honestly, Cindy, as I look back at the parenting, my wife and I would both say, if there's any mistake we made, it was listening too much to the culture. you know, that they've got to do these things to get the advanced degrees, this and that, and not listening enough to this commandment, love me with all of your heart. Mm-hmm. We wish we had been simpler looking back. And so that's what you're telling us. Maybe you can give us a little more from your own life experience. I think moms would appreciate hearing that.
Oh, sure.
And your boys are out now, as you said, in the world. One's a pastor, one's in graphic arts, and they're pleasing in your sight because they're living for God. That's beautiful. There's some moms who have the little ones at home, and they're just trying to get through the next day.
Yes.
What do you have thoughts for them based on maybe a story of your own?
Oh, I sure do. I when my children were little, at that time I was teaching. I remember a particular event that I went through that God got my attention so much. I'm like a lot of women, and I call it the frazzled female syndrome. You know, overly occupied, overly scheduled, underslept. This is who we are today, you know, especially moms with young children. With my children, with being a wife, with teaching school, with doing every good thing everywhere in my church, in the PTO, in my community. You know, we at that time, I just assumed God wanted me to do all of these things because they were good things. Well, he led me through the TMJ journey. These are these jaw joints. It's called the temporomandibular joints. And at that time, early 90s, you know, I had not really heard of that, but the stress began to set in. I ended up going through surgery a couple months later, just from the stress directly on these jaw joints. All right. And God taught me so much during that. Years later, I went through neck surgery. It was another direct result of overly stressed. Years after that, clinical depression. And it was just from being overly stressed. And, you know, Bill, God will, what I discovered is God will not allow us to continue in our good works without loving him first. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful he doesn't. He has taught me that I will encourage the moms out there, you are not meant to do every good thing. I had a mom yesterday who texted me, and she said, I'm finally getting it. Her children are teenagers. She said, I am done with doing every good thing. And I would think all of the spiritual beings applaud at that. And besides that, he will not bless you in doing the things, even if they're good, if he has not called you to do those things.
That's good. Wow.
There's just so much hope and help. My heart just feels so tendered right now for the women out there listening who are hurting from so much stress. I just invite you. I invite you to get in touch through the website, frazzledfemale.com. We have a prayer team who would love to pray for you, who would love to point you to God's Word, who would love to remind you of Jesus' invitation, particularly Mark 6:31, where the disciples were so getting caught up in everything they were having to do. They were getting stressed. And Jesus looks at them, and he can sense the love on their face and in their heart. But he says to them, come away with me by yourself to a quiet place and get some rest. There's no way we are going to master all the stress in this world. And Jesus, I don't know how he does it, but he does. If we focus on him, he can take that swirling, whirling world around you, and he can bring peace in the midst of what you're trying to do. My boys would rather I spend time with Jesus than anything I did when they were little. Because I would come out of there, out of that place, be more patient, more kind. I mean, that's the key. That is the key.
And to think your boys, young boys, would see that. It's a challenge to all of us and to moms right now as we think about Mother's Day.
Sure.
To take that time out and let those little ones around you see the change in the atmosphere of your own soul and of the home when you get that time.
Yes.
And they're going to encourage it. They're going to understand it. But if they're too young to understand, then just take charge We talked when we were together before, sure, on the air about Susanna Wesley,
yes,
but
yes,
she's one of so many good examples. Mm. But a mom who says, I'm going to take some time out every day for myself and God. And also then she did that with the kids one-on-one and mentored them that way.
Sure.
Because her husband was a busy guy out there, and he wasn't the most
yeah,
faithful guy. He was in prison at times, mm, and she took care of those kids and mentored them.
Sure.
In a sense, every mom is a pastor.
You know? Oh, absolutely. And you know, we need to teach our children, no matter how young they are, to be still. One of the wonderful things, I'm so blessed, Bill, with two daughters in love.
Mm.
But what I see them doing with their little children, one has four, the other has three.
Mm.
The oldest grandchild is 7. The youngest is 1 year.
Mm.
They have taught these children from the very beginning to be still. They have their rest time every day, and sometimes they sleep, but sometimes they're just in there being still.
Mm.
You know, our children are growing up in a world that they're not going to get that anywhere else.
That's
so
good.
We can teach the discipline, and it is a discipline.
Yes.
We know that from our own lives. It does not come naturally. In fact, for us busy women, everything in the world shouts to get up and get moving. And yet we know that Jesus said to Mary, actually to Martha about Mary, that she has chosen the thing that is to her advantage. And you will, again, see that phrase in the Amplified translation. And when you stop and think about that, it's huge. It is to my advantage. And it's also to the advantage of my family that I spend time loving Jesus.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Scripture Awakening, awakening the world to the power of God's Word. Read B90, study B next, and live beyond. Read B90. Bible in 90 Days provides a panoramic view of the sweeping story of God's Word. Almost 250,000 people worldwide have read through the Bible from cover to cover using Bible in 90 Days. Study B Next. B Next is a natural next step after reading B90. B Next Bible studies are available in digital and print formats, and now the corresponding Amazing Journey video series. Live Beyond. Beyond Words radio satellite broadcast and podcast feature insightful interviews from a wide range of Christian leaders that will both inform and inspire. Move beyond just talking about your faith to living it.
Welcome back to Beyond Words Radio. We have with us guest Cindy Wood. She leads what's called Frazzled Female Ministry. She's a speaker and an author, and she's with us here in the radio studio talking to moms. And the topic we, Cindy, were just into was how it is that we benefit ourselves and our families when we draw the benefit of God's love into our hearts by,
sure,
taking that time out. Maybe you can give suggestions from your own life. And I love the way you talked about things you've been through, what stress has done to you physically, and then emotionally, bringing you into clinical depression. And
sure,
thank you for that honesty, because you know
yes,
we,
yes,
all deal with stress, and it comes, yes, out different ways in each of us, but it's destructive. It's one of the most destructive things in our lives. Mm. It's the source, some say, of about 90% of physical illnesses.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
yes,
it can help set us up for things like cancer, and we need,
yes,
to deal with it if we care about ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and God says, when he says, I love you, love me, the first thing we should do is love ourselves enough to follow the principle, I want to say, of Sabbath. You know, the ancient Hebrews are given this guideline by God, take a day out and rest.
Sure, yes.
Does that tie into the frazzled mom? Do they need to think about,
yeah,
Sabbath? And how's that work? Because sometimes Sunday is when mom's got guests over, she's got a meal to cook. Have we kind of, do,
yeah,
we need the husbands to wake up and realize, you help shelter your wife, give her a day that's a break, a rest? What's,
yes,
your thinking?
In one of my Bible studies, Bill, it's entitled Desperate. And it's finding simplicity at the foot of the cross. And all of my materials have to do with stress and frazzledness in some way.
Mm.
Born out of my own need, you know, to find sanity in the midst of daily chaos. But one of those sections, I talk about our Sunday rest.
Mm.
and how important. I've kind of gone full cycle, you know. You don't want to become legalistic about it. So I moved from the legalism into realize it was a love gift. And it may be on Sunday. I have a good friend on our prayer team, for instance, who just absolutely because of the nature of her work cannot do a Sunday rest. So she chooses another day of the week, a week when you pull back, you unplug, so to speak, as much as you can from all of the social media. You just enjoy God. You spend time, again, with Him, and not in the same way that your daily devotions are, but in a restful day. Mm-hmm. We need this rest. You see, God has given us, we as His children, we have a spirit, a soul, and a body. And I find that busy women are spending way too much time on that soul part instead of the body part. The soul and the physical part being your mind, your emotions, your doing things, the physical movement. And granted, we're in a world that's where we live. We have to do it.
Right.
But if your spirit goes neglected, then that's where the powerhouse is. That's where we as God's children find our strength and find our stability. I remember years ago, I was on the treadmill one day with my scripture cards. I love to memorize God's word. I just realized the older I've gotten, the benefit of that in my life. And Psalm 91:1, the Amplified Version, says, "She who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed." And when I was reading that, it was as if God took that heavenly highlighter and encircled stable and fixed. And I remember crying out to the Lord that day and saying, "Lord, I want to be stable and fixed." And that scripture tells us how. Get in that secret place. And I know even as I'm saying that, some listeners out there are probably saying, "Yeah, how do I do that? How do I add another single thing to my to-do list?" And you know, my word to you, my word of encouragement to you is to ask God to show you. He will reveal to your heart. If you come to Him, Jeremiah 29:13 says, "If those who seek the Lord with a whole heart will find Him." Just seek Him. Find Him. Talk to Him. He will show you how to do it. He will show you how it looks in your life. If you have children or maybe you have parents you're caring for. Maybe there are other projects you're working on. God will show you what to do. In the Frazzled Female series, I encourage women to actually take a paper and pencil, list all the things they are involved in, pray over each one, ask God if He wants you to be doing that at this time of your life. And the first time I did that, I was so surprised at the things God spoke to my heart and told me to let go of. I was doing everything, but they were all good things. Yeah. And you see, that's a deception of the enemy. He will call you to do all these good things so that he can stress you out and you totally miss the joy of your salvation. But God has a best way.
That's good. Very good. As we think about moms, let's give kind of a shout out of recognition for the heroes they are, and how much we need you moms. And we don't care if you feel like a failure, because you know what? We all do. And it's when we feel that we failed that we trust God more. There's a verse that you brought out previously, and we like to say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." How did you see that translated?
Well, it's the Message paraphrase. And the picture of it is actually on a couple of my books. It says, "You are blessed when you are at the end of your rope." Now, this is Jesus speaking. And then he says, "With less of you, there's more of me and my rule." And I just can't tell you, Bill, through my life, I'm a grandmama now, but how many times as my boys were young and as we've gone through the years and the stress of marriage, the stress of being a mom, the stress of being a busy woman, how God has allowed me, and it was all through his loving divine hand, to go through emotional breakdown, physical breakdown, mental breakdown, so that I would finally say, "Lord, I have nothing." Nothing. And then he would just pick me up. I remember one time walking through my neighborhood and just falling on the ground and saying, "Lord, I do not believe it is your will that I go crazy, but here I go, and I'm just going to go for you." And I almost literally felt him pick me up when I had finally given it all up. Wow. And lead me to the next step.
Wow.
He wants us to be, yes, at the end of ourselves. Mm. You know, sometimes I hear busy people say that God will not give you more than you can handle. That is not true. Mm-hmm. He will give you more than you can handle to bring you to himself. Mm. I've also heard people say God helps those who help themselves. And they will quote that as if it's from the Bible. No, Benjamin Franklin said that. God will help you when you cannot help yourself. Mm. So again, the encouragement that I offer, if you can, embrace the stress, realize it's there, stop trying to talk it away, stop trying and start trusting. Mm. Lean into Jesus, tuck his word in your heart, and let him begin to minister to you, his angels, his spirit. He himself will come alongside you and help you know how to do this thing we call busy living.
Mm. I'm going to offer just a prayer blessing over moms right now, and then we're going to talk about how they can get your resources,
okay,
Cindy. Lord, we pray for moms. There are many who are frazzled, maybe every single one. Lord, give them your peace. Help them to set time aside with you. Lord, we pray for the husbands, for those moms who have a marriage that's still intact. Help it to be better. Give the husband a heart of love to care for that wife with all of his heart. Lord, we pray that this will be a day of turnaround and blessing over moms. Lord, for the single moms, we ask you to uphold them and give them all the support they need. Lord, we know in the end, you're the greatest support for each of us. Help us to trust you more. In Jesus' name, we thank you for moms. Mm-hmm. Lord, it was a mom that brought you, by your providence and your plan, into the world. And it was Eve who, in a sense, brought us all into the world, all human beings. Lord, thank you for moms, the nurture gift, and what it's done for us in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
So, Cindy, you've got a lot of good resources to help us.
Oh, yes.
You just touched on some of the insights, sure, God's given you through your experience of being a mother.
Yeah.
Point us, where do we go to get more?
Yeah. I would say first, this is the Lord's ministry, and he even came up with the name Frazzled Female. So if you go to frazzledfemale.com, you'll find on there the books that you can order through there, and the books are also available at Lifeway stores, cokesberry.com, and each of the books centers on frazzledness. Also, we have a blog I post on there to busy men and women, just pointing us back to God's truth. Facebook page, Cindy Wood Ministries on Facebook. And Bill, I would say I love, my favorite is to get in front. They're in person with the women and encourage, do women's events. I've been in this ministry now for just about 20 years.
Wow.
And events all over, and even into other countries, realizing that frazzledness is basically the same everywhere. So the contact information is on that website, frazzledfemale.com. And what a joy it would be to be there with you and pray and just encourage your heart. And I've already mentioned the prayer link on our website. We would love for you to get in touch there.
Okay. Cindy Wood, thank you. And to our listeners, thank you for being with us today. And may God bless every mom.
Yes.
This has been Beyond Words with Dr. William Campbell. Beyond Words is a ministry of Scripture Awakening. And if you'd like to help support this ministry, or if you would like to know more about Beyond Words, visit us on our website at scriptureawakening.com.